Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm your disembodied buddy, Chuck Blandington, and you're only seconds away from the Metal Injection Livecast. Are you excited? Wow, really? Perhaps you need to get out more. Visit a museum or aquarium. Whatever, it's your funeral, losers.
Why has Bland been so negative the last 2 weeks?
Because we didn't really invite him to the award show.
And we didn't give him an award.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's hurt. He's just holding a grudge.
Well, he's got to work harder like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And he's got to have a body, at least.
Well, he's our disembodied buddy. So how could he have a body?
Welcome to a Snowmageddon edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. This terrible snowstorm has already cost us one Livecastian. Darren is not here. Could not make it because of the storm. And
I made it.
Noah made it to the studios.
I made it.
It was actually a lot of fun walking through all this snow.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you give us a report? What was it like? How much snow is there?
We're in New York. I'm not really good at measuring things.
Like how far up your foot was it?
Up my foot?
Up your leg?
Yeah, like up my leg. I guess maybe was probably like 2 inches above my ankle.
2 inches above your ankle?
Yeah. So how high is the snow, Rob?
I don't know. 6 inches? How about that? Is that?
Sure, I guess.
Let's say 6 inches. I haven't left the studios all day today, so I have no idea.
Too bad for you.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
It's not that bad when I got off the train.
Oh, whatever you just brought here smells like dog food.
It's mac and cheese.
Hot
cheese.
Dog food.
It's delicious.
Mac and cheese for dogs.
It's just mac and cheese from 2 days ago.
Oh, that's why it smells that way, I guess.
Rob, why don't you tell them where I got this mac and cheese?
I forgot what the name of the place was.
Hill Country.
Hill Country Barbecue. Sit down this place. Inspired by Man vs. Food, this place has a Feed Your Face Challenge. Which is basically you have to eat a pound of beef brisket, a half a pound of beef shoulder, and a half a pound of prime rib, one large warm side, like a mac and cheese or something like that.
No, wasn't that your nickname in high school, beef shoulders?
Beef shoulder?
No, that wasn't.
No, but, I had prime rib.
But
and
then,
my rib used to stick out of my body.
What, just one? Just one?
Yeah,
rib?
Just one. That's why my name is Prime Rib.
So yeah, you have to eat one large side, and then a large warm side and a large cold side, like a salad type thing.
You have to eat a salad?
Well, like a coleslaw or like cucumber salad.
Ooh, I like it.
That's pretty good. And then you have to drink a 32-ounce drink and a cupcake. And if you are able to eat all of that within an hour, you get the meal for free, and you get like a shirt, and you get your name on a wall or some shit like that. And then if you don't, you have to pay like $65 for the meal. So I was I trained.
How did you train?
Well, like 3 or 4 hours before, 3.5 hours before, I had like 2 sandwiches, so I wasn't like completely starving when
yeah,
I got
what kind of sandwiches?
It's better to
ham sandwiches.
It's better to eat a lot because otherwise your stomach will shrink and you won't be able to take in that.
Yeah, and then of course I smoked a ton of weed before getting there. Just so like I've mentioned before, when I smoke weed, I basically lose the filter in my brain that says
I should get somewhere on time.
Not that one. It's the one that says, Rob, you're full. You should stop eating. With that said, I arrived late. And then once I got up to the – first of all, when I got there, I told the waitress that I'm doing this Feed Your Face challenge. And she got so excited. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love it when one of my customers do the Feed Your Face challenge. Are you excited? I'm so excited for you.
My customers. Wow.
So, she was really into it.
She took it personally.
She was giving me, strategy. Because, you get to pick your size.
And she knows how to, swallow things in large.
Well, not that kind of strategy. Just a strategy of what type of sides to pick. She was recommending that, for the soda, for the drink, she said I should go with something not carbonated, like an iced tea. And I was like, all right, I guess that's kind of lame. It's kind of boring. And then she told me the sides I should take. And then I go up to the meat counter to get my meat.
Wasn't that your mom's nickname in high school, the meat counter?
There's going to be a lot of those during the story, I bet. Because that's how it works. It's like a butcher shop, sort of, but with cooked meat. So you just go up to the counter. And I was like, hey, I'd like to do the Feed Your Face challenge. And then he was like, oh, sorry, we're out of prime ribs, so you can't really do it.
But they, just ran out.
They
of time.
Just ran out.
So
like
if he had arrived on time, or even only 20 minutes late instead of 30 minutes late,
he'd
have been able to do the challenge. But instead, you got a free beverage and a free cupcake out of the deal.
This is true. She was so excited that she already brought the other stuff for me, but then I was like, hey, I'm not going to do this. It's like, all right, whatever, I'm not going to charge you for it. And it was a good cupcake.
How nice.
Oh, and also, the best part of the story is when I get up to the meat counter, the guy behind the counter is like a metal injection fan. He's like, hey, metal injection. Cool, man. All right. Well, it wasn't the guy that I was talking to. It was the guy that was just cutting the meat in the back. So, different
people. All right.
But there was no prime rib. What is he going to do? Kill a cow?
That's easy, but, if a place is supposed to have, this food offer or whatever, they should always have what's on that menu. I went to Bubby's once, and that place is known for fried chicken. We came in, they sat us down, they gave us the menu. They come back 15 minutes later, we're ready to order, and she's like, oh, well, we're out of chicken. It's like, how the hell does Bubby's run out of chicken?
I've never actually heard of Bubby's, I don't think.
There are two
it's
places.
It's delicious. The service is
Where
terrible.
Is it?
The
service is awful.
It's in Dumbo. Well, there's one in Dumbo, and then there's one on the west side.
Oh.
Well, anyway, we have a caller on the Snowmageddon hotline.
Wait, one thing before the caller. Rob, there was one other part to your trip to Hill Country that you forgot to mention.
One other part.
The awkward encounter that you just barely dodged with a group of people sitting at a different table.
Why don't you just tell us?
Why are you even bringing that up?
I don't know. It was another part of the evening.
No, I'd rather not talk about it. Let's
I want to hear.
Let's take a call.
People from a certain record label that Rob didn't want to talk to.
260, you're on the line. Hello?
260, you're on. Oh, 260
got scared.
Do we know 260? Who was that?
I don't know.
That wasn't Colin, I don't think.
If you want to give us a call, our number is 646-929-1357.
I like that bad Andy in the chat room said Rob versus food.
I was going into it, with that show in mind. I was like, that guy can do it? Come on.
I hope you were going to tape it for our live cast audience.
Well, I definitely was going to tape my. But you know what? I think that I probably wouldn't be able to do it because, I did order maybe half of what I would have gotten
and you didn't
in that
even
meal.
Finish it.
Yeah. I mean, I could have finished it if I, pushed myself.
But that's because you didn't have the same determination that you did when you walked in through the door.
No, of course, yeah.
I believe in you, Rob.
Oh, all right. I have to work hard. Anyway, 260 is calling back. Is he going to hang up again? 260, stop being shy. You're on the Snowmageddon Hotline. What's your name? Oh, okay,
Luke?
There we go. What's up, Luke?
Not much.
Are you a first-time caller? I don't really recognize
you. I called a while ago.
I remember. I don't remember what the conversation was about.
No, it doesn't really remember.
Yes, I do. I remember the name.
Oh, wow. I bet. So what's up, Luke? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Did you get any of the snow?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, school was closed today and yesterday.
Wow. How much snow did you get? Was it up to your ankle or 2 inches above your ankle?
It was like
your fatty.
It was like up to my ankle, pretty much.
All right, you sound excited.
Did you plow people's driveways for money?
What?
Did you plow people's driveways for money?
I shoveled my neighbor's driveway for free.
Oh,
but,
good Samaritan.
Yeah. Well, my mom made me do it, so.
Oh, your mom. Okay, that makes
my
sense.
Mom made me do it.
What else does your mom make you do?
I don't have that many chores.
What about disposing of the body? Did she make you do that?
Do what? Did
she get your dad to do that? Disposing the body.
Huh.
Whose body, Rob?
Luke knows.
You know, Rob, this is how professional CIA agents get murderers to confess.
I know, I've been watching Forensic Files. CSI, no. Law and Order? Yeah, okay, Law and Order. Let's go with that one. I don't
think Luke is impressed.
No.
Luke, have you heard any of the new releases that came out recently? Anything getting you excited?
I got the new Red Cord and the new BT Bam. That's pretty much all that I have new right now.
Nothing from 2010, from the new millennium? Well, I mean,
no, not yet. Not yet.
Wow, this is the most exciting call in the history of Metal Injection, I would say.
Did you see BT Bam on tour?
No. No, I didn't.
Are you old enough to even go to shows?
Yeah, I'm 15. I could go to a show if I wanted to.
No, are you trying to put the moves on?
Why is it that whenever someone that's a minor calls, you assume that I'm attracted to them?
Because you're a child molester.
I'm so not a child molester.
That's how we met. You had to tell me that you were you're a sex offender.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
You know how we met? We met in our TV production class. We didn't meet because I told you I'm a pedophile.
All right. But in our TV production class, you were like, hey, I'm Noah and I'm a pedophile. I guess at that point you were 15, so
yeah.
You couldn't really be a pedophile.
Yeah.
Well, she's finger banging.
Wow,
we've
known each other for a while. We've known each other for like a decade.
I know. We didn't even celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Yeah. You should have celebrated it with the same awkwardness that there was when I tried to ask you out. That would have been cool. We could just like sit across from each other and just avoid eye contact.
I try to do that with you anyway.
That's true. I guess that's every day of our friendship.
Yeah. Anyway, Luke, is there a girl in your class that you like?
Really.
There's a friend, Noah.
Well, maybe you shouldn't hit on her on a fucking bus.
Yeah, you gotta be romantic. So Noah, tell
what
us,
better place than a fucking bus?
If he approached it better, would there have been a different outcome? Was the fact that he popped the question on the bus the problem? Like, if he took you out to a nice dinner,
probably if he drugged me. He threw some drugs in my food.
Yes! Should have known.
That would have worked.
So you were eating food on the bus?
Well, I had low tolerance back then. I was young.
Rob.
For food or for drugs?
Is it too early to do... Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're still there.
Is it too early to do Thresh It or Trash It?
What, are you trying to take over the show here? We're having an awkward moment and you're thrashing or thrashing us?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, in that case...
Do you have a suggestion?
Yes, I do. Ballistica?
Wait.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. All right, what's your suggestion?
Ballistica. B-A-L-L-I-S-T-I-K-A.
Now use it in a sentence, please.
I don't know. I am going to shoot you with a ballistica.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Like a weapon? A ballistica?
Yeah.
No, ballistic is a word. Ballistica is them trying to sound like Metallica because they're not creative.
They're from Indiana. They're a black metal band from Indiana.
Can I just throw out one suggestion to Darren in the chat room?
What?
He keeps commenting on things we're saying, but he's doing it like he's like 2 minutes behind. So by the time he types in the comment in the chat, I have no fucking clue what he's talking about. So that's, I just wanted to say that.
Wow, the archived listeners totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they've been in the chat room before.
I bet.
They're missing out, man. You get to be in a chat room with Darren.
All right, we're in we're in the Ballistica MySpace. Which song should we play? Are you in Ballistica? Why are you recommending this band?
Well, my friend is the bass player, and I think they're pretty good.
What songs are
on the MySpace?
Justinian is your friend?
Yeah, it's Justinian.
Is that his real name, or is it, like, Mark?
No, I guess that's his real name.
I guess?
You guess?
You said you're friends?
I just call him Justin, but he likes to go by Justinian. Because it's cooler, I guess.
Now, does he wear the makeup when you guys just hang out?
Wear makeup?
Well, corpse paint.
They just wear it on the stage, I guess. I've seen them twice.
Have you ever seen him apply the corpse paint?
No, I have not.
You ever ask him for tips on, like, what brand to buy?
No, not really. I'm not really into the face paint thing, so.
Oh, I see. So that part of their shtick you don't like, but the music you like.
Well, I don't mind it. I just don't really feel like doing it myself.
Wait, so you don't even like really like this music? You're just giving them a shout-out?
No, I'm talking about the face paint. I like the music.
Oh, okay.
Music's
so
great.
So on the MySpace, they have This Is Our Battle, This Is Our Day.
How do you spell their name again, Rob?
B-A-L-L-I-S-T-I-K-A.
Oh.
Ballistica. So, yeah, This Is Our Battle, This Is Our Day. New Infernal Rebirth.
They look like girls. They look like female cast members from Bitlab.
They look adorable. Feels like they're two, though.
Thresholds. Let's just go with the one that has the most plays. New Infernal Rebirth.
The second one in the picture is sort of cute looking. Pretty.
She's a geek.
I like Spencer the drummer. He's cute.
You came
the drummer's only 15.
Ah, I see you are a pedophile.
Wait a minute. When you're 15, it's like, yeah, I'm 15. I could go to shows. But when the drummer's 15, he's only 15. What's up with that double standard?
Pretty good for people their age.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Sounds like crap over the phone.
Yeah, especially good for a girl group.
Yeah, I like chicks that can play instruments.
Yeah, they're pretty and they can rock. I like it.
So, what's like the average age? Is everyone there like 15 and 16? Luke?
Everyone's in college except for the drummer.
Oh, I see.
Oh, they're in college.
Well, for a college band, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's really not bad. I like the music a lot.
I like it, too.
Yeah. The vocals are all right.
I like the vocals.
The mix could be better. I guess it's black metal.
Is this like keyboard going on right now? Because it doesn't credit anybody as the synth player. He doesn't.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Well, the singer doing vocals in this song isn't with them anymore. Like, if you listen to This Is Our Battle, This Is Our Day, it's their lead guitarist doing the vocals. So.
All right, let's check.
I like that there are guitar solos.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Surprising with a band like this, like, there are guitar solos?
Yes, surprising with any band.
The guitarist like won some contest, so he's like the best guitarist in Indiana or something like that.
Wow.
Of three?
Yes. That's like being the best rapper in Wyoming.
Yeah.
You're the only one that shows up for the contest.
I actually really like the vocals.
Yeah, his vocals are much better. Way to go, Luke.
I think that the only thing that I don't thrash is their name. I don't really like their name.
Ballistic. It's a little hard to spell.
Yeah, I got it wrong. I got some band in like Houston, Texas.
But thanks for the recommendation, Luke. That was actually not bad at all.
We're thrashing it. Sid.
We're thrashing it.
You don't thrash it.
Even Sid thrashes.
The girls are cute. I like it.
Thrash it or
just don't look
thrash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
All right, thanks for calling in, Luke.
Yeah.
Get him out of here now. Get him out of here. All
right, I'm hanging up.
Mr. Excitement.
But yeah, back to our story. I realized, though, we were talking about myself asking Noah out, and I'm bringing it back to the awkwardness.
You're going
to
give me digestive issues.
No, I...
Wait, what are you digesting that he's giving you the digestive issues?
This pinwheel that I'm eating.
That's what you call it now?
What are you insinuating?
You're the one that's saying Rob is going to give you digestive issues.
Oh. All right.
What? You're the one that said it.
Okay.
Dirty.
Yes, Rob, what's your realization?
No, I think I've asked you twice if you wanted to go out with me, because I remember two separate scenarios, because that bus thing.
Yeah.
And then I remember in our TV production class, I went up to you one day, and I had the worst attempt. Like,
was this before or after the bus?
This was before the bus.
Oh, no.
I went up to
her. I must have, like, blacked that out of my memory.
I mean, like, I'm just remembering this now, and it's embarrassing just thinking about it. But it was like, hey, Noah, let's play the yes game.
Oh.
Your name is Noah. Yes. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then I did, like, two or three of these, and then I was like, you will go out with me on a date.
Oh,
and then you were like, what?
And then he was like, oh, just kidding. Yeah,
and then I ran to no, I was actually expecting her to say yes. But she stabbed me instead.
You know what I think? Okay, honestly, I think that I kind of misled you, because I used to work in the library in our high school, and I always used to let Rob and his friends in without checking their schedule.
Yeah, so I immediately thought that you were hitting on me. No, I honestly don't even remember that.
So I probably gave you the wrong impression.
Why did you let them do that?
Because he was in, like, the TV production thing, and so was I, and I thought he was funny, but I didn't, you know, like, I wasn't doing it because I liked him.
You led me on with the fact that you laughed at my jokes, which was a very rare thing.
I really thought you were funny, and I really liked all those video things that you did.
I know.
The cutter. Remember those?
I do remember that, yeah. That was my attempt at comedy in high school, which you dug up recently, not like a while ago.
I have the videos.
And it's incredibly embarrassing.
You look so different.
I look terrifying in high school. It's just, I'm glad.
There are no words.
I can't even vocalize how awful.
It's the reason you do drugs now.
Perhaps. No, that's not the reason I do drugs. I do because it makes me feel good on the inside.
Yeah. Because
taking
a
feeling good
on the inside.
I have a whole bottle of Absolute here that I'm going to rip into.
Obviously, Rob didn't learn from the first drinking game.
I didn't. I wasn't the one that vomited.
Yeah,
well, this
true.
Isn't a game. I think this is just Rob wanting to drink.
It's just Rob drinking for the people at home to entertain them.
Are you going to drink the whole bottle, though?
No. I'm just going to do shots. I barely ate anything today. I just had a yakisoba ramen noodles type thing, and that's pretty much it.
And three pizza pies. Right, Rob? No pizza pie.
So, like, what's your motivation? Like, are you gonna only drink when you hear a certain sound?
Yeah, we should come up with some sort of drinking game or something.
Anytime somebody in the chat room says something.
No, I don't think that works.
Woo! How about every time one of us crushes your self-esteem, you drink?
Well, he does that anyway.
We need something else besides that.
If you guys have an idea for why we're up
to
drink.
A caller, I'll drink.
All right. Well, then you might not drink at all.
646-929-1357 is the number. And
Louis B. has a good suggestion. He says we should talk about Dave Ellison getting back into Megadeth. So something to
no,
there.
We should talk about Dave Mustaine on That Metal Show.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because I've tried to find clips of that online and it's nowhere.
No
one
knows that show is on.
Yeah. Not even, it's on the show. They're like, go to VH1.com. You can watch this episode and all our archives. And I went, and that episode is not.
Because they don't have the money
to
stream.
They're just so behind. But, yeah, Dave Mustaine was on it, being a total douche.
But, okay, just that one question sticks in my mind when I think of Eddie Trunk asked him about Megadeth ever being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Dave's like, well, I don't know about Megadeth, but I know that I should be.
Yeah.
Such a dick.
Such a douche.
I don't know about my own work, but I should be because of the work of others. Because of that band that I was in for 3.5 seconds. What is, like, that's just making himself look worse. Why would
I
say
it.
That? It's like, yeah, you know that band that I've been in for like 20 plus years that I wrote all the music for? Nah.
But
I don't
he's
know
not
about
the
that.
Only one that wrote music.
He's,
just
the
means
consistent.
That, like,
he's the tie that binds.
Right. That's why he's saying he should get it, not Megadeth.
Oh, I thought you meant because of Metallica. He should be.
No, no. He's pretty
no?
much just dissing everyone.
Yeah, he's just like, no, just
that
me.
Was in Megadeth and in Megadeth.
That's even dickier. Wow.
Yeah, especially since, you know, he's like, Megadeth is still like alive and
yeah.
going.
But anyway, Dave Ellison apparently not making money selling video resumes. So,
or working at AR in PV.
A&R.
A&R, sorry, A&R. In PV.
Yeah, so he is back in Megadeth.
Well, it's not like PV's a glamorous brand. Aren't
they're
they
pretty
so
big. No, they're pretty big.
But, you know, people, Marshall, Mesa Boogie, stuff like PV is like...
No, PV is as big.
They're also Randall Amps. It's like the same company. Right?
I've never heard of that. Yeah. I know, isn't Marshall like the standard?
Marshall is the biggest, yeah. They're like the Gibson.
And then what's next? Not Mesa Boogie or Fender or something?
What?
Mesa
Boogie? Fenders, I mean,
I
like,
remember
they're
Mesa
not
Boogie
really known
being
for their amps.
Crazy expensive.
No, they're not mm-hmm. really that
no?
huge anymore.
Crank
I mean,
amps are pretty
are
big now.
Angle amps.
5150s, I see that.
Keith Wolf says his PV is not top quality. Thank you.
Wow, if Keith Wolf says it.
Thank you.
Ugh. He knows everything.
He knows more than me, apparently.
Darren says he didn't know there was a VH1 classic.
We have a phone call.
Oh, we have a phone call from
806.
That means you got to take a shot, Rob.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm taking a shot.
806, you're on the air with three of us. What the fuck do you want?
I want to hear Rob get drunk.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling
What's
in.
What's your name?
Come again?
What's your name?
My name is Dominic.
What's up, Dominic? You called in before, right?
No, this is my first time, actually.
Okay. See, I'm trying the... Are you a first-time caller? You've called in before. I'm alternating with it. So first time calling in.
We need to recognize the fans, Rob.
Yeah.
I recognized him. It's just... not really. have you been listening to the show for a while?
Yeah, since the summer, I believe.
Oh, since the summer. That is a while. It's like half
yeah,
of our...
this is the first time I've got to hear it live.
Oh, nice. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Texas.
Oh, okay. Very nice, very nice. This shot is for you.
What part of Texas are you in?
I live in Kenya, Texas. It's close to Amarillo.
Kenya, Texas? There's a Kenya, Texas?
Yes.
Interesting. So it's pronounced Amarillo. It's not pronounced Amarillo? Like the Mexicans?
Amarillo?
Yeah,
Amarillo.
There's a bunch of honkies here, so we just say Amarillo.
Are you not a honky?
No.
Are you friends with Shinobi?
He's
another Texan non-honky that listens to the show. I didn't know if y'all got together and listened in a group.
Well, you think everyone who's not a honky gets together and listens
it's just,
to the live
it's
cast?
It's just lots of specificity there. From Texas, not a honky, listens to the live cast.
Do you know how many people are in Texas?
But how many of them are non-honkies that listen to the live cast? We got two. We've got two so far. You're in rarefied air. It's you and one other dude.
I think Rob is about to vomit into the garbage.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck Rob's doing.
His face is a little red.
We lost him.
I'm back.
There he is.
So what's up?
He just wants to get you drunk.
Yeah.
It worked.
You know what I think you should do, Dominic? I think you should hang up, then call again, and then hang up and call again.
Yeah.
Rob just can't take
no.
Like, separate about like 2 minute intervals.
Yeah, give me some breathing room. I'm not Frank over here. Can't handle all that alcohol.
Yeah,
but,
right?
How old are you?
I'm 23.
All right. So, Noah, you like him?
I like him as a person for calling the show.
Oh, so you also only like him as a friend.
Noah has so many friends.
I really don't.
Because once you tell them you only like them as a friend, they leave. They're like, oh, damn it.
There you go. She's my friend.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to date every single guy that asks you.
Yeah, no. You're supposed to put out.
The least you can do.
At least like a smooch. On the lips. A little tongue. Come on, now.
Just go out with Rob this weekend. One time. You'll make his year. And it's only February. His year will be made.
I'm totally over it. Totally.
So if she asked you out right now, I'm pretty sure.
No, it'd be completely off.
Josh would have to come, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine, right? You'd be cool with that.
Yeah, if you're
chaperone.
If you're her boyfriend at school, then we can.
It's like a Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of thing.
What
like
if we did it for the live cast? We did like a behind the scenes, like an alternate, like on Lost. You know, if they never crashed the island, like if you said yes.
Okay, if you put it in that perspective, I think he'll go for it.
All
for
right.
The sake of law.
Nice.
No, like, dudes must be, like, totally thinking that, you know, you'll go out with them, right? You must get that all the time, where, like, you're nice to a guy, and he's like, oh, you want to go out? How do you deal with it?
I don't know. I hate that. Because
didn't you just have that at work recently?
Yes, I did have that at work recently. And it was almost like a trap. Like, he asked me to see some of my work, like, because he works in, like, imaging,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, like, audio production stuff. So I thought, cool, you know, like, I'm going to show him my work, you know. So I give him a sample of my work. And then the next day, he's like, oh, so you want to go down the street to Pasta Lovers for some drinks? I'm like, no. And I'm like, I don't know, not today, but maybe we could do it some other time. And, you know, like, I'm not going to assume that he likes me. I'm not going to be like, you like me, and I'm not interested in you. I'm not going to go anywhere with you.
Yeah.
So he asked me again. He persisted. And then, like, I ran into him in the cafeteria at work, and I'm like, I'm not going with you because my boyfriend doesn't feel comfortable about it. I don't feel comfortable about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, he shouldn't feel comfortable about it. He's got everything to worry about. I'm like, no.
Oh, I don't think you told me that.
I'm like, no, I don't think so.
And how is it with this guy at work now? Do you talk to him at all?
The worst part is that I never used to see him. Now I see him all of the time. So whatever. I mean, I'm over it. I'm not going to, you know, I just look at him and say hello. I'm not going to be offended by him.
Right.
Well, no, he wants to bang you. That's not offensive. That's flattering, even if he's a cretin.
Oh, it's not really flattering because it's not anyone that I'd ever, ever find attractive.
Why? What does he look like?
Like a regular guy. I don't like it.
What is a regular guy to you?
Yeah, that could mean anything.
Like, you know, short hair, regular.
So if he had long hair, would that be the? Would that be
yes,
enough? Yes,
that's a selling point for me.
But no, but I'm saying exact same guy but long hair. Would then he be bangable?
If he's into the same things that I am.
No, I'm saying.
Oh,
and if I'm single.
This specific guy.
No.
Exactly the same, but with
no,
long hair.
No, because he's creepy, and everyone in sports is creepy.
Oh, he's a sports guy.
Yeah.
Is he on air or is he a production?
Production.
No.
Dominic, do you have long hair?
No, I have buzz hair.
Start growing that shit.
Grow your hair.
Come to New York. No, it's all yours.
No, I don't like long hair.
What makes
you don't like long hair?
But I got a fat beard, though. I love it.
A beard?
Beards are good. I like beards, too.
Yeah.
Now, if it's short hair and beard, is that acceptable?
That's acceptable. If it's a nice, thick beard. long beard.
Like Scott Ian?
Scott Ian's
he has a
beard.
Goatee, not a beard.
Close enough.
Like a mastodon-type beard?
With braids and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, leaves.
And filth. Weed.
Yeah.
Butt stems.
What?
Huh? Well, there you go. We're learning about the type of guys Noah to get with.
Hairy men.
Hairy men. You need hair to get with Noah. Sid's totally out.
Well, I'm hairy everywhere except my head.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem.
Sorry.
We have another caller, so we're gonna take that. Thank you for calling in, Dominic.
Thank you, Dominic. Call back soon so Rob could take another shot.
No, I guess I have to take another shot now because we're taking another caller. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. 407.
What's up? Finally, yes. Take that shot, Rob. It's Cartel.
Oh, it's Cartel.
Oh, hey. I think all we should take two shots.
I'm doing one too, so here we go.
All right. Here we go. Here's the Cartel.
Cheers.
What are you doing a shot of?
I have some whiskey.
Nice.
Good old Jameson's.
Nice. I did all that. Right. I took two shots of Jameson I'm sorry. No, I didn't. That's a lie. All
right.
That's it.
That's a story.
My stories got crossed.
Man, I thought I was going to do work after the live cast.
No, 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 no.
You never do work anyway.
I always do work. But what's going on, Cartel?
All right. First of all, the new Twilight album? Dropped the name today, is that right?
What, the soundtrack to the movie Twilight?
No. Oh, God, the supergroup. The fucking, the Doctor Vultures? Oh, my God. Twilight on Southern Lord.
I'm not familiar, sorry.
Who's in this quote-unquote supergroup?
Blake from Noctmystium, Rest of Leviathan, and Neil of Creed.
Of Creed? How does
Creed.
A guy get in that band?
No.
Creed.
No, no.
I'm playing the singer for comedy's sake.
So, I know on the new album they got the... Steve from the Atlas Moth, Stavros, and Aaron Turner and Sanford Parker. Aaron Turner of Isis and Sanford of,
Oh, wow. So, wait, they're putting out a new album?
Yeah, it's coming out, sometime this year. And it got leaked today, the whole thing. Anyways, I have it. It's awesome. It's going to be good, but...
Can you hum a song off of that?
Can you send space it to everyone who's listening?
Not at all.
That's not very fair. You got to bring enough for the whole class. You're bringing snacks.
I was curious if anyone had any thoughts on that, but I guess if you guys don't know that, then all right.
I think Rob's Googling it right now so he could sound knowledgeable.
Oh, yes. Going on. Twilight is a black mass gathering of all the most crucial and essential U.S. black metal artists of our time. Of course, each Twilight devotee spends the majority of their time in isolation creating completely misanthropic dark art. I mean, of course, guys, how do you not know this? I mean, this is common knowledge.
I just love supergroups that are comprised of people from bands I've never heard of in my life.
It's an underground
supergroup.
That's
the best kind of supergroup.
It's a cult supergroup.
So it's a group.
All right. So there's that.
It's a group. It's a group. Nothing wrong with being a group.
Could you play a track and then put your phone to the speaker?
Yeah, no.
So good on our stream.
So it's not like you're leaking it technically.
No, it was already, or the album name was announced today and whatever. I was just curious if anyone thought about it, heard it, was anticipating it, whatever.
Oh, so you don't actually have the album. You just
I have the track.
Oh. So why don't you play it through your phone? Why are you being so
We
selfish?
Tried that already. It's not going to work.
That's not going to work at all. No. It'll just sound like... Come on,
wow,
black metal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
So it's just black metal? It's like straight up black metal?
No, there's a lot of Dude, I don't know. If you're not familiar with Twilight, then it's hard to explain it.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those kind of things.
Well, I mean, like, all right, you take the five members of the original Twilight, you know, like Zaster.
Robert Pattinson.
And the other, yeah. You take the other two, whatever. And, you know, that album sounds like exactly how it should, I guess. And then with this one, adding Sanford and the, I guess, you want to call it spaceship noises, the Moog, it's going to be great.
Well, that's great. You just gave us an album review for Rob to post on the website.
I was typing that whole thing. Yeah, cool. No, we'll definitely check it out. There is another caller on the line, and I feel like doing another Shock Cartel, so.
Do it.
We're going to have to take the call.
Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
Have fun.
But and please send me that album.
No.
Fine. Thanks for calling in, Cartel.
All right.
447.
I have another drink, Rob. I'm drinking as well.
Oh. Who is this?
It's Lewis.
Oh, great. How's it going, Lewis?
It's good. I got my Hellfest confirmation today.
Your Hellfest.
So,
Is it where you see a bunch of doctors throughout the day?
They have national health care, so every day is a health fest.
Oh, that's right.
Except for their teeth.
You're
There's
all
no national of, dentists, apparently.
You're all a bunch of socialists.
Yeah.
I'll take turns banging Margaret Thatcher over there, right?
Oh, she was right evil, she was.
Are you on the dole? You're probably on the dole, right? I'm just cranking out more British things that I know. He's on the dole.
Oh, I work, actually.
Remember, I think it was, what was it, season 4 of The Real World? They were in England. Were you on that?
On what?
The Real World?
Yeah.
You were on
what
that?
No.
Were you on? But it was in England.
I know.
How big is it? It's not that big. What is it, like the size of Hoboken? About?
Yeah. Yeah, about that.
Do you think he knows what Hoboken or what
Hoboken
is?
Oh, he knows what Hoboken is.
Of course he knows what Hoboken is. He's studied the entire area around the Metal Injection Studios thoroughly. Right, Lewis?
No, I've been to New York, so I do kind of know.
Oh, well, where'd you go in New York?
I went Manhattan and Brooklyn.
What part of Brooklyn?
Williamsburg.
What part of Williamsburg?
Of course you went to Williamsburg.
I can't remember the venue, but it was to see A Place to Bury Strangers.
When was this? How long ago?
It was about a year ago.
Music Hall of Williamsburg? Was that it?
Might have been.
Or Public Assembly? That's one, right? Rob, throw out some names.
North 6.
It's already Music Hall of Williamsburg by then, a year ago.
Music Hall of Williamsburg. I don't know. I give up.
This is a fun segment we're doing right now. So what'd you do in Manhattan? Did you see any other good shows? Give us your review of what you did a year ago.
It was just basic tourists, let's be honest. Really just went sightseeing and stuff.
Did you go to the tech shop in Park Slope? They have British light there.
Do they? I try to avoid, like, you know, British reconstructions, like, of things.
It was probably tastier than in Britain because it was made in America. Good old American ingenuity.
I mean, it's like when I went to Florida, I thought Epcot was, like, really offensive.
How so?
They
have going on?
They got, like, the most stereotypical British town there. It's, like, just complete stereotypes.
Well, what do you expect from a Disney representation of a foreign country?
What was so stereotypical about it?
Everything was strong, like, and had bad teeth.
Bulldogs
all over the place. Davy Boy Smith was the mayor.
Oh, that'd be cool if he was, but I thought Dynamite was better.
He's in a wheelchair. He can't be a mayor.
If only those rules were like that. No cripples run our town. wheel you right out the city limits. Here. Yeah.
He was on a documentary recently, and apparently he's like a real drug addict now.
Oh, yeah.
He always was.
He was on the news. So he got arrested for what was it? Drug possession.
What kind of drugs?
Painkillers and steroids.
Those
and
those are illegal.
That's illegal in England.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Nothing that makes people happy is legal in England. Other than those Page Six girls, right? Or is it Page Three, Page Two? What is it with the in the newspaper with the tits?
When I was there, I got like 5 different newspapers for free. That was all just
titties.
Just yeah,
lots
just like
titties.
Yeah,
that's a British
tabloids.
Apparently, a lot of British women with really gigantic natural breasts. I concentrate that over there.
Can you confirm that, Lewis?
Yeah.
You got one of those at the
what?
House? You got one of those at the house?
Yeah.
You take her to grindcore shows?
Yeah. I went to see that band that Rob can't get the name right.
Did you just call Rob a cunt?
What?
I support that wholeheartedly.
Okay. What?
I said I went to see that band where you can't get the name right.
Rob can't get the name right? How dare you describe my cunt?
No, I went to see that, I went to see that, The Boy Will Drown band that you were on about.
The what band?
The Boy Will Drown.
Who?
The Bible band Drown?
No, the boy Will Drown.
The Boy Will Drown?
Yeah. The one whose CD you couldn't give away.
Oh wait.
We gave away a CD.
What CD? What was the band that we couldn't? Nobody
wanted the CD.
From
a different show.
Shadowfall.
Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, the Boy Will Drown on Earache.
All right.
We don't remember.
Say it in English now.
Say it in American.
Go back to insulting Rob's cunt.
The Boy Will Drown. You know what that is, Rob? Is that the name of the band or the album?
I'm ready for
the
buzz. I've checked the house. Speaking of buzz, we have another call, so I think it's time for another shot. Thanks for calling in, Lewis.
Thank you, Lewis.
Okay.
Have fun with them big-ass titties.
Big-ass titties. Here we go, another shot. 786.
53099.
You're online.
Hello?
Yes, hello. What's your name?
What's up, guys?
What's up? What's your name?
I'm 80.
80?
A lady, I think you said.
Hello, a lady.
Yeah, I'm
hello,
an old lady. No, I'm Iggy, I-G-G-Y.
Oh.
Oh, Iggy, of course.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Iggy?
Miami.
Oh, wow. Is that near Cocoa?
Yeah. It's like 4 hours away, but I actually do know that guy from Cocoa. I played with a band that he asked you guys to thrash your trash.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
thrash your trash, the band.
So tell us about the guy from Coco. I forget what his name is, right?
Well, I never met him. I only met him once at Mayhem Fest, but I didn't know who it was, so I don't know him that well in person, but I know him.
Okay, I see. So what's your deal?
Hmm?
You.
Did you take a shot for Iggy, Rob?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have it poured here.
Oh, yeah. You should. What the fuck, Rob? What the fuck? Anyway.
Hey, you don't need to piss with me, all right? I'm a little drunk.
All right. I'll chill.
Here we go. This is for you.
All right. But, yeah, I play bass for my friend's band. I'm not even a permanent member. I just play bass for him.
Just helping him out.
Even though I'm a guitarist, but I play bass because why the fuck not, right?
Yeah, cool. So what kind of music is it?
Pretty much anything Sid wouldn't like, I'd probably like it.
Awesome.
Wait, it's like Cynic?
I love Cynic. I saw them not too long ago. Well, last week.
on the BT Bam tour. Yeah, they were fucking incredible. Yeah. Right?
They sounded incredible.
Yeah, it was hilarious because Sean, his hi hat was fucking up, so they improvised over like some like weird like all low singing chant shit for like 10 minutes.
Oh wow!
I have a funny story. When,
is it really funny though?
No, it's probably not. But when we went to see BT Bam, we went to Maryland, and we walk in the venue. It's like before the show started, before they were even letting people in, and we went to like set up the cameras and stuff. And Paul Masvidal walks right by us, and he stops Rob, and he's like, "Hey man, I remember you," and totally recognizes Rob. Meanwhile, Rob would have just walked by Paul Masvidal.
Well, that wasn't the case at all. If I can tell my side of the story, we just got in the venue, and we had to get the soundboard,
right.
And that was my first priority. And I also assumed that this guy does 50 million interviews a day, and he would not remember me. But clearly, I'm fucking gorgeous, and I'm a superstar, so how couldn't he remember me? So, yeah, it's almost an hour. You know, no big deal.
He was very nice.
He was really nice, yeah.
Very down to earth.
Yeah. He said, he set up like a whole, I don't know if this is really going to happen, but he set up like a whole mix. He said he was going to send us soundboard recording, like mixed soundboard recordings for the live footage we shot. So that should be cool if it happens.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit. We'll sit already with that. But we actually have a call from Coco. This could be that guy.
Oh, God.
Hold on a second. He might be listening. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is the guy from Coco. I just wanted to clear some things up. First of all, I am not from Coco.
What? Well, no,
and I don't know this fucking guy. He's full of shit. I never heard of him. Fuck him.
Whoa.
Wait, but Iggy said that he met you.
Where? In Coco, where I don't live?
No, at the Mayhem Fest, even though you're not even Greg, but whatever.
Mayhem Fest. I never heard of this guy. Cut him off.
What are you, producing our show?
Yeah,
now?
Hold on, Greg. This is our show. This is not your show.
Cut him off. And where's the After Dark music?
Why do we have to put... This is not even a sexual moment. Why are we playing After Dark music, Greg?
I just... I'm very serious. Did I mention that?
Well, we could tell. But why would you want After Dark music for your serious tone? It doesn't seem to work.
Because of
your
gay encounter with Paul Masvidal when he gazed into your beautiful eyes.
Cool, that was
much better.
All right,
wise guy. If you know me so well, what city do I come from?
Something like Palm Bay or some shit like that.
Wrong, Coco. I mean, damn, I screwed up.
Wait, so are you from Coco or what?
I gotta go, guys. Hang up on this guy.
Rob, you gotta take a shot. Oh, no, I guess I do have to take a shot. Crap.
I really have to make a decision.
Iggy, what is your drink of choice?
Anything that'll get me fucked up, bro. I'm like 17, so I don't really...
You shouldn't drink.
Dr. Pepper is your drink of choice.
I mean, it's kind of too late for that. I'm also Cuban. So, you know, I've been drinking for a while now, but, yeah.
What do you drink?
Rum and Coke, whiskey, whatever.
Speaking of that, let me ask you a very important question. Are you related to Gloria Estefan?
Probably loosely.
Nice. I was very curious. That's all.
But yeah, I'm like, I'm a black Cuban, so, yeah.
What's in that? That's like rum, there's some Kahlua in that, some Southern Comfort in a black Cuban, right?
No, I was born in Cuba, both my parents are Cuban, but I'm black. Both my parents are black, all of my family from Cuba is black.
So you're like Orlando Hernandez?
Sure, I have no idea who that is, but sure.
El Duque, the pitcher, come on. He's black.
Yeah, how are you not a baseball fan?
There's a shitload of Cuban like baseball players that are black.
So do you smoke weed?
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally, good. Yeah, you should keep that on a minimum until you're 18. So for a year.
It'll be like a couple months from now, 3 months from now.
Okay, then it'll be fine. Anyway, I pour the shot. So this one's for you, buddy. Wait, no, this isn't for you. It's for your buddy and Coco.
Yeah. I'd like to respond to a couple things going on in the chat. Somebody asked what my opinion of the band TSOL is. Don't really like them. Had one album. The song Cold Blue is pretty good. Everything else sucked. And no, their singer did not run for mayor in California. That was Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, ran for mayor of San Francisco and lost.
No, thank the you. Guy from TSOL also ran for
he did?
Yeah.
Jack Grisham?
It might have been like a Senate seat, though.
Guy's sort of a douche. Every single, like, punk rock history book that I read, their whole people sort of...
I can't hear you!
It's true. This is better. This is better than TSOL.
How often do you hear this song? At, like, family parties?
Very, very often.
Very often.
Do you know, like, all the lyrics? Could you sing along with it?
I probably could, but I'm not going to. Because...
come on!
I think the chorus is coming. Go! Awesome. You rule, dude. All right. For that, how about I give you a free CD? We have a few here. Do you like Voivod?
I love Voivod, but I'm pretty sure I have all their discography.
Do you have their new CD, Infinity?
Yeah, I have it.
Well, that's fine. How about Dragon Force? You like them?
A little bit, but I also have Ultra Beatdown.
Damn it!
Not easy giving these things away.
How about an Earache sampler, Thrashing Like a Maniac? Do you have that?
I'd like to see my other options, please.
Other options? We're giving you a free CD here.
Nightwish. There's a lot of Nightwish CDs that we have to get away.
We have a Cradle of Filth CD. We have not the last Devil Driver CD, but the one before it. That's it. Deal with it.
Just pick something. Quick.
Earache sampler.
Okay, cool. Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah.
What's your username?
Flame Ibra. FLAMEIBRAH.
Just send a private message to Metal Injection with your full name and address. And,
okay, we'll do. Actually, wait, I have like a funny story to tell. Not for the Mayhem Fest last year, the one before that, I actually won a free ticket, but I didn't end up going because I never checked my email.
Oh, I see. So we gave you free tickets and you just fucking didn't even
buy. I didn't figure I would win, so I never checked my email. And then I checked my email after the show had already passed. I'm like, shit, I could have gone.
Why did you enter the contest?
Why do you check your email so infrequently? What year is this? Constantly, man. What the
hell? Because at the time, my computer was giving me problems, so I was like, man, fuck it. I probably wouldn't win anyway. There's no reason for me to check my email.
Metal Injection has winners. Our contests are real.
That's like our biggest. We're going to do that this year, too. Maybe you could win again and not check your email, and then we'll pick somebody else in your location. But,
give it to Greg from Coco.
But thank you for calling in, Iggy. There's more callers. I'm really regretting the fact that I agreed to do this. Really getting drunk. Thank you for calling in, Iggy.
What do you want to take? Let's take the
and shake your body and do the conga.
You want
to take the Skype? All right, let's take the Skype call. Skype, if you're on Skype, you're on the air most likely. What's your name?
Yo, Rob, am I on?
Yeah. Who is this?
Fucking right, it's Groban. What's going on, buddy?
Hey. Oh, what's up?
Not too much. Just me and my roommates, we're getting ready to go to the bar and... we just want a shotgun a beer while you take a shot right now.
Oh, I like that.
All right, just one sec. I gotta put down the phone so you guys talk and do your little thing right now, all right?
Why don't you guys type this up?
He sounds extra Canadian on Skype for some reason, right? Doesn't he? Usually he doesn't sound that Canadian to me, but today it's really coming through. I feel like he's got a ticket stance.
Your shotgun?
Yeah. Do you guys do that a lot in the States?
What?
I've never shotgunned, but I see plenty of
shotgun beers.
What is that?
It's like where you poke a hole in the middle of it. Then you put it
there's a product they sell in Canada. It's called Molson Cold Shots, and they're they pretty much, like, encourage you to do it. Like, they have, like, a little target where you, like, stab a hole in and you just fucking do the whole shotgun thing. Like,
the size of a Red Bull.
Yeah.
They're, like, strong beer with those
sizes. Yeah, it's like a...
Who the hell is that? Who's that with you?
I'm getting drenched.
So my roommate.
Get him on the mic.
All right, you're on the mic, buddy. Hey, what's up?
What celebrity do you look like?
What's that? What
celebrity do you look like?
The beer. The beer.
You look like the beer?
Oh, what do I look like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I look like a normal guy, man.
Well, no, Sean looks like Josh Groban. Who do you look like?
Oh, who do I look like?
Michael Bolton.
Michael
Bolton, oh, yeah. For shame. Is it the hair? It's all in the hair, I bet.
Who the fuck is Michael Bolton?
You don't know who Michael Bolton is?
No, I don't know who Michael
Bolton
is.
He's like a fucking, like, 80s.
I don't think they're going to the bar tonight. I think they're going to Michael Bolton.
We just caused some drama.
I don't even know what he's saying, but apparently I look like Michael Bolton. So I'm going to give you back to Sean.
All right.
That's not my internet name. My internet name is Groban. Bolton.
Yeah, seriously. Dude, who is this roommate of yours? He knows nothing about you.
Yeah, I know. He's
just
like...
understand you like we do.
What's that, Noah?
He doesn't understand you like we do. I think you should leave him.
No.
You should move, you should move with Noah.
Yeah, yeah, no one he understands the real me. Oh, fuck. I think I'm too drunk to be on the internet radio right now.
How do you think I...
What's that? I don't know. They keep cutting out, man. I'm going to let you guys go, too, because you guys keep cutting out on my phone. It sucks.
You're going to hang up on us? No, we're going to hang up on you. Quick, hang up on him before I hang up.
Take the next call. Rob, pour yourself
a
shot.
Oh, God. I really, if you guys are just tuning in,
no.
I've agreed to take a shot for every caller we got, assuming we'd only get, like, 4 callers. It's been, like, 10 callers already.
Last time when we tried this, we didn't have any callers.
704, why are you getting me drunk?
Because you totally dissed me last year.
Who is
that? Oh.
It's Josh from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Josh from 2 weeks ago. Can you refresh my memory as to what happened 2 weeks ago?
Okay, so I called in for the first time, and I bugged you about walking by me at New England Hardcore and Metal Fest.
Oh.
And you guys sent me 2 CDs, which I'm... Thank you for the 2 CDs. I'm really digging that Shadows Fall CD.
You're the one that claimed the Shadows Fall CD. All right.
Yes, I'm the one that claimed the Shadows Fall. And then the guy called in right after me wanting it.
Yeah, I remember that. It all is coming back to me now.
All right, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, say seashell, seashells by the seashore.
Seashell, seashells.
No, come on. You can do it.
Seashells. She sells she's...
seashells
by the she's... Damn it! She sells seashores. She... Yeah. Fail.
No.
Yes, she should get it right.
She sells seashells by the seashore. I got it.
Oh, too slow.
She sells... I can't do it. I'm definitely getting drunk. And I blame our callers.
Here, oh, you're supposed to take another shot.
I'm doing it.
Doing it as
doing it right now.
Do it faster.
I can't wait for the caller that gets you to vomit in your beard from the shot.
It's going
to
be Colin.
Dude, I want to be that caller.
You're almost there. Rob is having a hard time getting that down.
That's a sentence that's been uttered before, probably.
All right. All right, Noah, I want to talk to you about your fix.
Okay.
Your addiction of the fix. Why do you like power metal?
Oh, for all of you that don't know, no, we just posted a new episode of our music video show, The Fix.
They got desperate, so they asked me.
And yeah, we asked Noah to do it. There's a bunch of power metal stuff.
And you look like one of my older sister's friends that I've been trying to have sex with for like 3 years.
Josh, how old are you?
21.
And how old's your older sister?
24.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And when you say trying to have sex with, do you walk up to her and say, hey, let's have sex, or do you actually mount her and then she pushes you off. Like, how aggressively are you trying to have sex with her?
Well, maybe the first one, and then I've gotten her drunk before and nothing happened. It's like,
oh, you gotta slip some fingers in. You gotta start slow. She likes the fingers, then you work over to the next part.
Yeah, and that's how you end up in jail for a rape.
What? If she's older than you, no. It's not rape if the girl's older than you. Isn't that the law, Rob? That's what you told me.
It is rape if you start doing sexual acts to her while she's intoxicated.
Fingering doesn't count. You could be just checking.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Sodomy. Well, that would be molestation.
Molestation? Is that what you just said?
I just said molestation.
That's the band that tours with Ballistica. You go see Ballistica and molestation.
Josh, are you going to go to the New England Metal Fest this year? The lineup was, we just announced it. We had the first.
Yeah, I saw the lineup. No, because I'm going to the Maryland Death Fest.
Okay, we're going to be at that too, maybe.
Probably. Well, and it's right after my birthday too, so I'll be 22.
And then I could ignore you in two different states.
Oh, God, I would hurt you.
Burn! You'd hurt me. What, how tall are you, like 4'5"?
What does height have to do with it? He's probably got a lot of anger inside of him because that girl won't fuck him.
Well,
so
pretty
actually,
much,
if
I do.
If fucking you gives you anger, then Rob probably out-angers you. So.
Oh, well, I know how Rob is.
Personal shit, I'm drunk. What? What's that, Josh?
I said I know how Rob is with the ladies. Were you going to start? You going to do something, man?
Wait, how am I with the ladies? I'm like non-existent with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I meant.
How did you know about that?
Because I'm psychic.
So do you use the same strategies that Rob does to pick up women?
Do you use the yes girl
on the bus?
No, I use Rob as an example of what not to do.
Good. That's my whole purpose of living.
So clearly you have no sideburns.
Huh? No, but I do have a beard that goes from one side of my face to the other, so I have sideburns. But
oh, well, there you go. Yeah, sideburns.
That's all right, though. It's connected.
I forgot what it was. Oh, okay. We played the parodies for Marina the other day, and she was like, what is their problem with your sideburns? She didn't get it.
All of a sudden, one thing she's not critical about.
Like
we found something that should be criticized that she doesn't want to criticize, and it's just
well, really, like, I think they work on me, Sid.
You would look really weird without them.
Yeah.
Because you're used to them.
No. I've shaved before. It doesn't look good.
He's got horrible scars underneath.
You were about to give me a really harsh insult.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I heard
you were. I totally know where that was going.
Yeah,
that hurts.
Yeah,
especially because I'm drunk now. We're in the second hour, and I'm officially drunk.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
I was saying the more hair that covers Rob's face, or the more stuff that covers Rob's face, the better.
The more stuff that covers Rob's face?
That's what you said. Ah, sad case of the Rob face.
So, Noah, by that logic, so he should wear a ski mask all the time?
Well, in this
if
one,
I asked you out and had a ski mask on, would you have said yes, Noah?
Maybe if you wore a paper bag.
Oh.
If you also had a shotgun.
Or if you had a bucket. Of chicken over your head.
Would there have to be chicken in the bucket?
No, KFC bucket.
Or here's a tip, Rob. You could pour some, get a hold of some LSD and pour it in her drink, and she'll think you're some super hot dude.
Is there liquid LSD? I didn't know you could pour.
Yeah.
Really? Oh. Well.
Yeah, there is such thing as liquid LSD.
I'll be damned.
You obviously don't do it enough.
I don't do it at
all.
I
buy that stuff all the time.
There you go.
You do it all the time.
I was totally tripping on it when I went and saw Cynic last week. It was awesome.
Well, if you were sober, you'd have been like, wait, what band is this?
I would have enjoyed it just as much.
Mm,
if I was sober.
Doubtful.
You've never even seen them live. You don't even know like, what
never.
Goes into their live performance.
Heard
they're
the
amazing live.
Wait. How often do you do LSD?
What? Maybe like 3 times a month.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, dude. It's like really bad for you.
I wonder why that girl won't have sex with you.
Like, I mean, why don't you just do shrooms? Have you done shrooms?
Yeah, I don't know. I like shrooms, but I don't like eating mushrooms. I don't like the flavor of them.
Well, you can, like, you know, bake them into something, make like, chocolate treats.
I've made
you
cookies.
You can pour liquid LSD on the shroom, and then it'll taste like LSD.
No, you don't want to mix that stuff.
So let me ask you, like, when you're on LSD. Thank you, Elise, by the way, in the chat.
What did she say?
She said Cynic were really boring when I saw them. Well, whatever. That's what
she said. You know who's boring? It was between the Barry and me, but I saw them like 3 months ago, and I'm going to see them again in 3 months.
Between the boring and me? Oh!
Wow, I saw what you did there.
Yes, he didn't mean
that. Because they always come to North Carolina on every single tour they're on.
Poor you.
They're from North Carolina. I can see them like every time.
And they don't come there. They're there.
They're there, yeah. It's like they have to drive 15 minutes to the venue. Obviously, they're going to play it.
Yeah.
So anyway... Yeah, so, like, you're at a show on LSD. Don't you, like, freak out at any point?
How did you get to the show?
Oh, well, I drove there. How else do you get to a show?
You drove on
LSD.
So,
wait, did you drive back on, like, still tripping? Because, I mean, it's like an 8-hour trip, right?
No, it's not fair. I've been doing it for years. I don't last. It doesn't last for me very long. It lasted maybe their set and into the Between the Barrett and Me set, and then I came down. It was fine.
So it only lasted from Cynic to be. So that's like an hour it lasted for you? Like
No,
really?
It was 2 hours. It was two hours.
So it's only a 2-hour trip for you because you've done it so much. Your tolerance is so great for LSD that it's like.
Well, I didn't take that much either.
Okay, so the more you. I see. So you know how to, like, control.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys that just sits there and constantly, like, smokes pot or does LSD or gets drunk on the internet.
You said you do LSD 3 times a month. That's constantly doing LSD, dude.
No, it's not constantly. Constantly be doing it right now.
Who's to say you're not? But wait, so is that
not,
all you do? You smoke weed as well?
Yeah, I smoke weed. Everybody smokes weed. I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Sid doesn't smoke weed.
Nope.
How often?
Sid doesn't smoke. Oh, probably like every.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Probably like every weekend because I only do it with my friends. I never buy it myself. I usually just mooch off of other people.
I see. So, Josh, so you smoke weed every week and then 3 times. So 1 week out of those 4 weeks in a month, you're not doing LSD. But the other 3 weeks, you're smoking weed and doing LSD, right?
Well, usually I get weed that's coated in it, so... I kind of hit it off at the same time.
Wait, hold on. So you smoke LSD?
Well, yeah, you can smoke it if it's on pot.
And is it, like, more intense?
It's like the best way to describe it is like having sex with the hottest chick you ever known in your entire life. Having sex with her and then just, like, exploding into a supernova.
But instead of actually having sex and exploding into a supernova,
you're really just
in your corner in the fetal position.
Your couch leg.
Well, no, usually I'm like climbing shit or doing something weird.
Yeah. No,
like last weekend I was running down the street naked. Oh, I don't know why. Just doing it.
Naturally.
But it was 23 degrees outside.
Do you have a job? 23 degrees.
Yeah. Yes, actually, no, I do not. I'm a full-time student.
Oh, good.
Where are you? What are you studying to be?
Electronic engineering.
Well, now, here's the thing. Shouldn't you not operate heavy machinery while on LSD?
Well, yes, I never do operate heavy machinery, but I'm usually working on a parts level, on a chip level, then I'm not working on a machine level.
I see. So what do you want to do? What's your goal long term?
Controls, like industrial controls, PLCs, is what I'm trying to go into. So it's complicated.
Sounds like
but
it.
But it's good money, though, so.
So you could buy more LSD.
Yeah,
I can drive down the Atlanta and get even better weed and LSD.
No one to take the music break. I vote no.
No, I say no.
We've gone
I say,
an hour and 15 minutes. Let's
see
if we can go a whole
right
show
now. I'm
without
saying
a music.
We're done.
I prepared all this music though.
But let's we could play it next week. Let's see if we can do it. Come on, it's like the Seinfeld episode where they keep driving even though the car's out of gas, just to see how far
I've
they can get.
I've done that before.
You've done a podcast and not had a music break?
No, I've driven a car on E and see how far I could go.
Wait, so you take E and all these other drugs?
Well, what's your
No, E's cut with, like, meth or cocaine. You never want to do E.
But you just said you drove a car on
Who
E.
Who never wants to do E?
What?
Wait. So you don't want to do E because it's cut with cocaine? Is that what you're telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I don't want heavy drugs. I don't want that stuff. That stuff is addicting and bad for you.
What? You do it. Dude, LSD is a heavy drug.
No, it's a hallucinogen. It's like
Rob is having an intervention for someone else. This is amazing.
Like, yeah, seriously, Rob. Pot calling the kettle black here.
Hey, man, I just smoke weed. I do shrooms occasionally, but that's about it.
Well, I like that with like LSD. I do that occasionally.
Darren in the chat reminds me that it meant E empty on the gauge. I was trying to make a joke. Thanks for shitting on it. Go on.
Oh, I haven't done it since when I went to that show on Friday.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, and before that?
Probably middle of January.
Okay, all right. So
and then before that, November.
Oh, wow.
All right, yeah.
Last time I did drugs on Christmas.
So.
No, you shouldn't do drugs on Christmas. That's not right. That's not the Christmas spirit.
Unless you're a Jew. You're a Jew, it's right.
I did plenty of drugs on Christmas. It's pretty wonderful.
You don't want to be under a Christmas tree doing heroin.
Well, you don't want to do heroin. But see,
no.
Here's the thing. When I did shrooms, I felt really, really guilty. So I was like, I'm having such a fun time. I'm having such a fun time. I'm just sitting in a corner. Like, that's all I'm doing.
I have a great shroom tea recipe.
Go on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You should share. A friend of ours is starting a blog about cooking with drugs.
It's actually, we're not supposed to say it.
It's a friend of ours, yes.
Yeah, a friend of ours.
So maybe you can submit the recipe to her blog.
Yes, I've got other recipes involving LSD, but...
What kind of recipes?
I'm mean, and I put it in, like, brownies and tell my friends it's pot brownies just to see them freak out.
You know what? That's really, really awful.
It's funny as hell, though.
No, and we still can't figure out why this girl won't have sex with him.
So, yeah, have you drugged her with LSD? Is that why?
Everything you tell us, it's just, like, one more attractive thing. I can't understand what the problem is.
I think the only reason that she's told me before is that I'm immature and... She's looking for a relationship, and it's like, oh, man.
Well, you tell her that when you get out of college, you're going to be making six figures, and she'll be right for you.
You're going to have all the LSD you want.
Yeah, but then I have to give up my current habits of dumb seeing girls, and I don't want to give up that. It's too much fun.
What is thumbing seeing girls
dumb
mean?
Seeing girls.
Oh.
What she means.
They're so it's just too easy to pick up scene girls. They'll believe anything.
Like why? What are some of your lines?
I've told them that I'm in a band, in a like touring band.
A touring band.
I know people at Victory Records and shit like that.
Oh wow!
Wow! I have a job.
That got laid. I know people at Victory Records. Here, take my vagina.
I've gotten laid telling them I'm from Victory Records.
I betray you that one time. Fuck me now. Did you ever do that?
No, I never said I was from betray you.
From betray you.
Oh, no.
You could tell them that you're friends with Rob Metal Injection.
Yeah, you've done LSD with Rob from Metal Injection, as you can say.
Well, I haven't done that yet. You should totally do that with me.
Oh,
now he's trying to fuck you, Rob. Watch out.
I only like you as a friend, Josh.
That's not fair.
I know. Life isn't fair.
I know, man. You're like a total... I don't know. I can't joke about being gay. I have too many gay friends to joke about being gay.
But they're not listening.
Are they
going to
be offended?
Well, I'll feel guilty. I'll feel guilty.
You don't feel guilty about spiking people's brownies, but making a gay joke, and you're losing sleep over it. Really?
Yeah, really. That's kind of a hypocrite.
There we go.
At least I have the balls to admit it.
I guess. When I forced you to, you had no choice.
You didn't force me to do anything.
We will play the tape back later.
We have tape?
All right.
Real to real.
I thought it was all digital.
I just said that.
No, we're analog here.
Oh, why are you, Madden? You're confusing me.
All right.
Maybe we do need a music break.
We should do a music break. Josh, thank you for telling us. I can't believe we went an hour and 20 minutes. It's seriously.
Every week we top our record from the previous week, it seems.
It honestly felt like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Blacking out. 30 minutes. I'll have to call next Wednesday and bug you guys.
Thank you.
Great. Next week I'll be high on weed, so we can relate better.
That is awesome.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Josh. We're going to do a music break. We're going to play a...
We're going to play a
We're going to play a bunch of new
music. Oh, I like that album, actually.
We're going to play a bunch of new music, including new tracks from Dillinger's Escape Plan, High on Fire, Overkill, Daughters, and a new live track from a little band called Sugar.
That's a lot of music. Are we?
It's all short. Oh, I don't know if we will have enough.
That's why you shouldn't say what we're playing until we come back.
Yeah,
we're gonna play a lot of music. We'll definitely play Sugar and Dillinger Escape Plan, and then maybe we'll get some other stuff. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
pop quiz. What do Sid and Ronnie James Dio have in common? That's right, male pattern baldness and cancer. Oh, and they both hate Cynic. Here is another spectacular episode of the Metal Injection Live Cast with Rob, Noah, Reedy, and Theo. I mean Sid.
Way to play the wrong blend.
Fucking wasted. We calculated, and I did 8 shots in the span of less than an hour and a half. If you're just tuning in, I'm fucking drunk.
Come on, you're not really talking.
I'm not really talking like that, but I'm pretty fucking drunk.
He's peed himself twice.
I have yet to pee. I've breaking the seal. Thank you. Every time there's a caller, I'm going to take a shot. This was a bad decision. I blame Rich Hall because he asked me to give him a shout out, so I'm going to blame him.
Do you do a shot for that?
No, he didn't call in. If you want to call in and try to get me to vomit all over my beard, my number is 646. Well, not my number. It's my number. I own it. I pay the bill. 646-929-1357. That's the numero. The least in the chat room mentioned Lady Gaga. And earlier today...
You gotta call us.
Oh, fuck.
Yay, we don't get to talk about Lady Gaga. Awesome.
All right. 480, that's a familiar area code. That's probably Nina.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Nina!
Take a shot for Nina.
Nina, why are you trying to get me drunk?
You're already drunk.
Why are you drunk?
Is it funny?
You're a bad influence.
Is it? Like, can you tell us? Is, like, do I get more belligerent as the show goes on? I mean,
pretty much.
Hey, Nina, you shouldn't drink. You're a young girl. You have your whole life ahead of you. You shouldn't follow my example.
Rob, too, was once a young girl.
Rob was right about your age when he took that fateful bus ride with Noah.
No, the first time I got drunk, I was like 18, though. I started way later, like 19. I was definitely in college.
Before that, you were just drunk on cheese fries all the time.
I was drunk on food. I was totally straight edge in high school, and I was proud of it. I was like, I don't need drugs or alcohol to have a good time.
A few months ago.
You don't need drugs. You're so fucking hyper. Like, who needs it?
I still am. That's why I don't really need drugs still.
Sid, you are the biggest fucking stoner, I gotta tell you. You don't even smoke weed. You're more of a stoner than I am.
When it comes to laziness and, like, you know, not being motivated to
go
anywhere.
Do you understand? Yeah. Me and Sid, we have, like, huge arguments trying to out-lazy each other.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we have the most meaningless arguments all
and
about,
like... And I feel
like
I've sort of been a bad influence on you with that. Like, I don't think you were this bad when we first moved in together.
This bad?
Well,
I mean...
laziness and stuff. You definitely gained a lot of weight. I have
probably
gained
get high on Cynic.
What?
You probably just get high on Cynic.
Yes. On my hate for Cynic.
No.
Yeah.
I'm doing that right now.
You're in live.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in love?
Yes.
You in love with
Do you have a crush on Paul Masvidal, Nina?
Hmm?
If you do, you're barking up the wrong tree.
I'm confused.
Why are you confused? You either have a crush on the lead singer of Cynic or you don't.
Oh, I don't even know what he looks like.
Google him.
Nah, I'll do that later.
Confused.
It's true.
So, Rob, did you just do the shot?
Did
you? Did you?
I think
you picked 2 for me.
I don't think so for you, Nina. Oh, no, we have another caller. Fuck.
You're going to have to take 2 anyway.
Come on, Robba.
He's going to have alcohol poisoning.
Amen.
At some point, Rob, I think it'll be okay for us to just pretend to be shots.
Almost there.
Yeah.
It was in his esophagus.
Chug it.
I'm running out of pomegranate blueberries.
No.
Do you want some water?
Yeah.
No.
Drink some awa.
You know what I love? We have Chelsea Grin advertisements on our site now.
Dude, it's so weird.
Like a ton of them. They bought a huge banner campaign on it.
They have clearly their people do not listen to the live cast.
Pretty much.
How do you feel about Chelsea
Especially
Grin?
Especially with the triangle. Dude, yeah. It's hilarious. With the triangle, just like, motherfuck. I love it.
Oh, that was
so
very
funny.
I'd like to make a request. I want Darren to call it and do a bit of the Iron Sheik impression because I haven't heard it in a week.
Yeah, come on, Darren. We need the Iron Sheik to call.
We were promised that Darren would call in at least a few times, and he's only called in once. We need more of this.
How about let's take the other caller. Nina, thank you for
instead,
calling.
Instead, all he's doing is stealing our thunder by being funny in the chat room.
He's doing like a
he's distracted. He's
in distracted. The chat. Come on, Darren. All right, other caller, 806. 806, why are you trying to get me drunk?
What?
806,
hey,
you're
up?
On air.
King, it's crazy.
Hey, what's up?
Who is
what's
this?
Up?
Yeah, Dominic.
Dominic? Oh, it's Dominic.
Okay, I don't have to take another shot because you called in right.
No, Dominic.
Sid said a call back and you have to take another one.
Yeah, I said if he called back and it was enough of a period
of
time
to
come
in.
You can take a smaller shot. You can take a half shot. A little sip.
There, I did it.
No, we can see you, Robert.
Fuck.
You asked for this. This was your idea.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take Dominic, is that the only reason you called? So I take another shot?
No, because I love y'all, but yes.
No, but yes.
No, but yes.
A few moments.
Well, thanks, Dominic. We have a bunch of other calls, so let's try to get to those.
Yes, a lot of people want to see Rob in the hospital tonight.
Fuck.
917 is going to be the next one once the button is pushed.
Okay.
917, you are on the air.
No.
917?
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Rich Hall?
This is.
Oh, shit. Rich Hall.
Take a shot.
Now you just have to chug the whole bottle.
No. Am I incorrect in saying that Rich Hall basically looks like you if you shaved?
Rich Hall actually has a beard.
He does now?
Yeah, Rich Hall has a gigantic beard.
So he'd look
it's
like
pretty
he
long.
Had a gigantic beard.
No. Rich Hall is a stud muffin. I'm not informed by that.
Oh, I'm blushing on the other end. This is like, you know, love line now all of a sudden, you know?
Wait, when you say you're blushing on the other end, do you mean the other end of the phone line or the other end of you?
Of me, of course.
Okay.
Is your rim blushing? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, my little pectoral is blushing.
Well, now I'm turned on.
Take a shot while I'm on the phone. Come on.
All right. I'm sorry.
He's jerking off as he's making you take a shot.
Well, it's going to get Rich Paul off.
There we go. He did it.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Don't puke.
That I've never seen before. This is awesome. Everyone across the nation wants you
to die.
Yes.
To get your stomach pumped tonight.
Like Rod Stewart that time.
Come on, Rob. You can fucking do another shot for someone else.
You're right, Rich Hall. I'm going to have to. We have like four calls in the queue. Thanks for calling in, Rich.
Do it for Rambo.
I love you, Rich Hall.
Did he just call you Rambo?
Or did he say something about lamb goat?
Oh.
Wait, well, Darren's on the line. Let's get Darren on here. Darren, I'm not going to do a shot because you're a live cast host. And I need a break.
I know a fucking live cast host. I'm a fucking the man. Iron Sheik. You take a fucking shot, you piece of shit. Now.
Well, the Iron Sheik wants me to take a shot.
Fuck the Rob. Fucking vomit on himself. I know fucking 718. I call from Iran. Motherfuck it. Iran, number one. Russia. Number one, 7018, HAFPA!
Oh, I love Darren.
Iron Sheik,
all of
I
you
just...
in this room are fucking Jews, but I love it, the Jewish people. I love it, the Jewish people. But you fucking Jews, fuck you! Fucking bullshit!
Darren, I did not kill Daniel, I swear.
You killed
Darren.
Daniel. 7-year-old baby. Why are you killing the Nancy Sullivans? Why you drink shot after shot when these motherfuckers calling? You drink and you drink until your liver explodes. Why? Why?
For the chili.
My voice. I gotta go.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Before I take any more shots, I really need to use the bathroom, so let's take this caller.
All right. Which one do you want to take now?
Let's take 951.
951, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, who's a fan of church?
What?
Anyone? You guys like church?
We like metal church.
Going to church, you mean? Like religious kind of church?
Yeah, like church. Like Jesus loves you.
We're Jews.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be allowed into church. We'd be struck by lightning at the door.
Do you go to church?
I quote-unquote go to church. I'm supposedly a church. So I guess, does that count?
Do you pay money in the church? Do you give money to the donation basket?
No, like I'm not actually at church. Like my parents think I am.
So where are you? Wait, why aren't they at church with you?
Because it's Wednesday.
Oh, wait, you're supposed to be at church right now?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Oh,
who is
this? Because it's the Snowmageddon.
Well, like Jesus stuff, but I just don't go. Because I can go do other things.
Like listen to the live cast.
Where are you from and what is your name?
I'm Kevin and I'm from California.
What part of California?
Because it's like Southern California.
Like Southern California?
Like yeah, like Southern California, but not Southern California.
Do you have a medical marijuana card?
No, that'd be kind of cool though.
How old are you?
17.
Oh, so you can't even have one yet?
No, I can't. I wish.
I want to tell you something right now, buddy. I am so drunk. And
how
I'm
drunk?
Really, I'm fucking 10, 11 shots in. And,
like, scale 1 to 10.
11.
11?
No, not
this kid.
I need like a one call break.
Okay.
Well,
so quickly, let's get to the next call. Quickly.
No. Listen. Let me tell you something. Don't ever host a live podcast and agree to do a shot for every caller. Because it's a bad idea.
It's not like this is the first time we've done this. You had that time before to learn your lesson.
I don't remember being this
drunk. So, like, if I kept calling over and over again, couldn't I kill you, like, from alcohol poisoning?
No, I only accept the first time call.
Oh, really? That's no fair.
Has to be unique callers. Look, dude, that's the rules.
Well, technically, Kevin is unique to today's broadcast, so...
Kevin, thank you for listening to our show.
Ooh.
Have you been listening for a while, or, like, is this your first
episode? Yeah, like, since the first episode, or the zeroest episode.
Wow.
What?
I'm listening just to get you to take that damn shot, and you won't take it for him.
All right, I'll do it for Kevin. But no, seriously, you've been listening since episode zero?
Yeah, that episode was crap. Like, come on.
Oh, I thought this was episode zero for him. Never mind. I got
confused. No. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, that's why we call it episode zero. It was like the one that we did just to like test it.
I can't even listen to that.
That was a BS episode.
Yeah.
Before Sid.
Yeah. No kidding. It was like 45 minutes of like Dead Space, and then talking about pizza.
Yeah. I don't even
know. More Dead Space.
I love you, Kevin. I want to give you a prize because you've been listening to episodes. You know.
I should get like a prize for every episode.
Jesus.
Well, we don't have 55 fucking prizes, all right, Kevin? I need to fucking take one fucking prize, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Turning into Joe Pesci, but all right, we have a what kind of bands do you like? Do you like Dragon Force?
No, they suck.
Ah, nice.
Do you like Voivod? Agrikaki?
I've actually never heard Voivod.
No?
Are they good? No. Are they good?
Yeah. What do you like? What bands are you into?
I don't know. A lot of metal. Like everything.
Except
even though
every
everyone says, oh, I listen to everything.
What's the
Except
last year
things
you
that Sid likes.
That's
and
not
Sid is really good.
Do you buy CDs? What's the last CD you downloaded? You fucking pirate.
I got a Motley Crue CD and a Sepultura CD.
All right.
Hmm.
All right. You might. I think you like Voivod.
Yeah,
how about I send you the Voivod? You'll appreciate it.
Okay.
They're like classic band. Are you? You have
okay.
to be a Metal Projection junkie if you've been listening since episode zero.
Of
right?
course.
What
yep.
is your what's your username?
Super Kevin.
Super Kevin. Well, I'll tell you what. You,
I think that's it.
You, you send me a private message to Metal Injection or to Rob Injection.
I don't even.
You...
Okay.
And then just send me your full name and your address. Not like Iggy, because I already got Iggy's fucking message, and he wrote his full name is Iggy. What the fuck, Iggy? How am I going to go to the fucking mail and be like, yeah, I'm sending a mail
you
to
have
Iggy?
You have address? His address, though?
He's got the full address.
Well,
but
that's fine.
I mean,
just
Iggy?
Put pop at the end.
That's, yeah.
I will do that now.
Just Cuban
so
Iggy.
Send me
like
your
Cuban
Cuban
Iggy.
Iggy the Cuban.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll send you that because you've been have you been visiting the site for a while? How long have you been a Metal Injection junkie? I'd like to know.
Pretty much the same time.
All right.
A while.
Wow, so like a year. So like over a year.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not good at time.
Me neither. I understand you.
Well, you know what,
yeah.
Ben? I'm going to take a shot for you.
Oh, here we go.
Because I appreciate your loyalty to the Metal Injection community.
And to Rob's.
And to my wallet.
My girlfriend also listens to you guys.
Whoa, you have a girlfriend?
How come she hasn't?
Yeah, I do. She's even right here. You could, like...
Yeah,
put
her on the phone. Talk to her.
Okay.
As I take this shot.
Hello?
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Wow, you do a really good girl voice.
Oh, no. It's me.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Of course it is.
What's her real name?
Are you supposed to be in church also?
Esmeralda.
Okay, Esmeralda. So you're also a Metal Injection junkie?
Yep.
How old are you?
She's taken.
That's kind of personal.
She's a taken woman.
How attracted are you to the main interviewer on the website? Me.
Do I have to answer that question?
And how long have you guys been together, you and Kevin?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, a while.
Don't leave Kevin.
What's a while? Like a few months, a few years?
About a year.
A year. Oh,
as long
okay.
as he's been listening to the last cast.
So would you say Metal Injection brought you together? Brought you closer together?
Did you meet on the message board?
Honestly, maybe a little bit.
Wow. Really?
Because it gives us something to talk about.
Like, what are you guys talking about? Like, did you see that great interview Rob did? Man, he's
how
such
handsome.
A good
no, we're talking... We quote the Metal Sheik a lot.
Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik, I'm sorry. I'm so
you
dumb.
You never say fucking bullshit?
Yeah.
Can you give me a
like
fucking bullshit? Give me your best Iron Sheik impression.
Fucking bullshit.
Okay, here he goes. Fucking bullshit.
Oh my god. I love you guys.
Awesome. I want to give you like an over-the-phone hug.
You know, I demand right now, P2... The second the live
yes.
cast ends, you two, I demand, have unprotected sex. I want you two to be the parents of the first Metal Injection baby.
Not only that, all your dirty
we're
talk
actually,
has to be in the Iron Sheik act.
We will name it after one of you guys.
Shit. I'm going to fuck you so hard. You guys are great. I seriously, seriously love you guys. And I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
I love.
We love you guys too.
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here! All right, we do have other callers though that want to get me drunk, but I want to thank you, Amanda, and I want to thank your boyfriend, Kevin.
I think it's Ashley.
Oh, I'm Ashley.
I'll
yeah.
call you. I am
okay,
drunk.
Okay, I know what you mean.
I remembered the first letter though, so that should count for something.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't
I'm
be that
sorry.
Drunk if you actually remembered. Somewhat close to my name, I guess.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Ashley? It is Ashley, right?
Yeah,
Ashley.
Yeah.
I meant
yeah.
disrespect. Normally, I don't even remember names at all, but that's because I'm stoned and I decided
I know,
to
but you're close.
Yeah, so that's what counts. And I want to thank Kevin, too, because you guys are great. I love that you guys fucking quote the Sheik. And I don't know. Keep listening or whatever. I don't know how to end this. But
all right.
You guys
go make that baby.
Go make that live cast, baby. Name it the Sheik.
All right.
Cool. We're going to take some more callers. 704? Is that what we're going to take?
Yes.
704, you're on the air. Why are you trying to get me drunk? What's your name?
I think it's the same person.
What?
Huh?
I think it's Josh again. I lost connection, so I called the number just to listen to the live cast.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll hang up
on
you.
On hold.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that.
Just throw.
I'm not going to take a shot. No, we're done with it. 407.
Oh, come on. You're not going to take a shot because it's Cartel again, then. God damn it.
Yes, right.
Sorry,
come
Cartel.
On.
I'm too wasted.
That's the whole point.
I think there's a new
You don't
number.
Have to be up early.
There
tomorrow.
Is a new area code, though, Cartel, so I will take a shot now. But we have
all
to
right.
hang up and you take the
That's
two calls.
Fine.
Cartel,
That's
listening
fine.
To that Twilight album.
I love you, too, and your fantastic beard. I'm really envious of it.
Hey, I'll be up there in, like, 3.5 weeks, the creator of Voivod Knock Miss Team Show.
Oh, right on. Let's hang out.
You guys. So, yeah, we'll get shots up there.
We'll chat. Send me the Twilight
We'll get
album.
Drunk in real
Send me
life.
The All right, thank you, Cartel. 361, we're getting you on the air. 361, you are on the air. We only have a few. Well, I can't believe the show's almost over. This is absurd.
Yep.
This has been like the caller show.
Well, shut up.
It's been great.
361, why are you getting
hey,
drunk?
Hey. Drink, Rob. Drink.
All right, I'm pouring a shot.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Andy from Texas.
Hi, Andy from Texas.
I called like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm the guy who wants to be an EMT.
Oh, yeah, cool. The guy that likes autopsies.
Can you drive to New York and resuscitate me after I pass out from fucking alcohol poisoning? How many shots is this? How many shots did I take?
I'm going to get down with you, Rob.
Two, maybe three?
I think this is my fourth.
It was 14 shots. Oh, my God. Wait. I thought you took
10 before the break.
Oh, my God.
Or 8? No, you're right. I did take 8 before. So 12.
That's such a bad idea.
I want Rob to vomit.
We might have
Once
to.
Once we get one,
right,
the
have...
sushi.
We might have to save the vomit for the bonus footage.
I don't know.
It is kind of coming back up. I'm getting like gassy.
Oh.
I'm good. This shot is going to be difficult though. I'm going to need to pace myself.
Oh, you still haven't done it?
No, I still haven't.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
Before the show, you know, before Noah comes over and everything, we set up, like, the table here. We set up all the gear and stuff. And usually Rob sets it up, and then at the end of the night, I'll be the one to put everything away. But tonight Rob was like, Sid, could you set it up, and I'll put everything away after the show? And now I'm thinking he's going to be so fucked up, there's no way he's putting this stuff away, so it's probably going to end up being me.
Oh, so you're going to do it?
No.
That was Rob's
plan
all along.
Fucking manipulative bastard.
I haven't smoked any weed yet.
Smoking?
I feel that if I smoke weed, that'll really make me vomit.
Yes, it will.
So I shouldn't do that. Although I really want to. I'm sorry, Andy. Andy, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy from Texas. What part of Texas?
Victoria, Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Steve
Homeless
Austin.
Don't call Steve Austin. That's right. I remember this. All right. See, we remember you, Andy. You're getting me drunk. Do you want me to die? Like, who's going to fucking interview Michael Ammon from Arch Enemy now that I'm dead?
Who is that?
I want you to interview the Rev in heaven.
Wait, who do you want
me? I don't think so.
Who do you want me to interview? Oh, the Rev from Avenged Sevenfold.
Ugh.
I see,
guy's in heaven, really?
I understand the joke, but he's most definitely in hell.
Yeah.
All
right. Then again, who's to say I'm not going to hell? I mean, I am Jewish.
But you were never in a shitty band like that.
I hosted a shitty website.
Hosted?
Well, I hosted videos.
Rob,
you're still hosting.
For now.
Oh, wow. This is the end of Metal Injection?
This is it. This is my death. This is my suicide.
All right, fair enough.
This is my last...
Oh, is that what that is?
No, that's it. I'm so sad that the show's all over. I'm just getting like really, really drunk. We're not even gonna be able to talk. I can't believe it's been 2 hours.
Well, Sid has the flip cam, so if you hear Rob vomiting in the middle of the night, you better take that camera and you better take it.
I gotta take this last shot, buddy.
Yep.
For you, Andy.
Take it. I'm taking one with you.
What are you taking a shot of?
Southern Comfort.
Oh, nice. Man, that's good stuff.
That shit.
Let me see the bottle of vodka. Let me see how much is left in there.
It's half a bottle.
Yeah, totally. Drank pretty much half
a bottle. Of that Absolute.
About half a liter, pretty much, right? That's how much is in there?
I don't know.
1 liter, yeah. I've polished off half a liter of vodka. All for entertainment. Maybe I should probably... I don't know. This is like...
I think it was just like to get people to call in.
Yeah. And Colin didn't call in.
It was really an excuse. It was really an excuse to get drunk. Shut up, Block Talk Radio lady. It was an excuse to get drunk, but I feel like it's a bad idea because I'm like way too drunk.
Have you even been doing the juice chasers the last few?
You're done with that.
Oh. No, there's still some juice in there.
Wow, it's like really hitting me.
Like, you gotta do this last one for Andy, though.
Like 2 seconds ago, I said, I'm sad that the show's over. Now that I think about it, I'm glad. Shut up, Lock Talk Radio lady! I'm actually glad the show's over. Because I don't have to do any more shots. As you can tell, I can't even speak. I'm foregoing consonants.
Consulate.
You're going to regret this.
Pernicus. Just listen to Rob snore. Rob!
Huh?
Yeah, wake up.
Still have to take that shot.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll do it. Maybe I'll vomit before the 23 seconds are remaining of the show. All right, here we go.
Holy shit.
Oh!
He looks hurt.
Well, he vomits. Come on. We have 5 seconds.
Vomit.
All right, everybody. We love you. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm really close to vomiting.
If he's not going to vomit now, he's definitely vomiting later.
Go to the bathroom. Just go to the fucking bathroom, you animal.
Quidditch did this to me, Andy.
Quidditch? Did you just say Quidditch did this to you?
No, I said why.
Why do you play Quidditch?
Why did you do
hop on a fucking broom.
To me.
There's the fucking Harry Potter references all of a sudden.
Oh, this is painful. Oh, that was a bad idea.
All right, I guess I'll bust out the camera just to...
That was one shot too many. Andy, I'm no longer your friend.
Why?
Because I want to vomit.
Rob is suffering right now.
I'm really sorry. No, explain to the people how I look right now.
Well, his eyes are closed, and yeah. He looks like he's...
I'm focusing.
...regurgitating whatever's inside his throat and swallowing it, and then bringing it back up.
I think I made it. Thank God the show is over. If I were to do another shot, I swear I'd fucking vomit. The show's on, but not streaming.
That's right.
I made it! Yes.
We'll see how your night goes.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking wasted.
All right.
I need a cigarette.
No, you don't. You need a bag or a toilet.
No, I'm not gonna vomit. I'm gonna be all right.
Vomit.
Shut up, Andy. You did this to me. Listen.
Put him over the edge.
When Darren said he wasn't coming tonight, I was like, I need to up the ante to make the show entertaining. So I just said, hey, why don't I do a drinking game? Bad idea. Because right now, Rabba is drunk. Rabba is really drunk. Rabba was planning to do some freelance work after the live cast. Rabba cannot do any freelance work. Rabba cannot stare at a 22-inch LCD screen while he's drunk. Rabba will just ramble.
Rabba ramble.
Rabba has snot on the microphone. How did that get there?
All right.
I got the snot off.
I think we can...
Listen, here's my advice to everyone listening to the live cast. Don't do LSD. Don't smoke weed until you're at least 18. And if you ever host a live podcast,
don't agree to do shots for every caller that calls in. Especially
not even agreeing, it was your idea.
Don't come up with the idea to do shots for every caller that calls in. Because at that point, it's like a lot of people call in because they want to get you drunk. And it's not cool. So that I'm fucking wasted. Am I rambling?
Yes.
I just want to say, I love you, man. You guys are great. All right, bye. All right. That's our show, everybody. Why doesn't somebody else rhyme us if I'm so drunk?
Because it's fun to hear you try to do it.
I'm just rambling. I'm just like,
pew. 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 Pew.
Goodbye, everybody.
That's the sound going on in my head right now.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Andy.
Thank you, and good luck, Rob.
He'll need it.
Yes, he'll need it.
Oh, this is perfect. I almost vomited. Andy, I blame you if I vomit.
I'm sorry, buddy. I love you, Rob. You're the coolest ever.
You know what, Andy? Don't lie to him. I love you, too. In a friendly way. In, like, a platonic way.
If you ever come to Texas, I'll hang with you.
I'm actually going to South by Southwest.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You should hang out.
They meet up, then.
Rob, I don't think you want to hang out with people who like to watch dead bodies.
Wait a minute, Andy. How old are you? Open. How old are you, Andy? Can we hang out? Are you legal?
I'm 21, dude.
Okay. You're legal. We can hang out. Is there good weed in Texas?
Did Noah coming?
No, it's just me and
she friend. Wasn't invited.
That's not cool.
We barely got two passes. I'm sorry, Noah.
I know. I don't care.
I was invited, but I didn't feel like it.
Well, you were invited in that you would have to buy a pass.
You never said that. You said, Sid, come on, go, we'll get you a pass, please.
I never said that at all.
Okay.
Oh,
I
so
never, I said it.
So
no.
You think it's more fun to hang out with Sid and Frank as opposed to
back,
Noah and
back
Frank?
Back up. First of all, it's not fun to hang out with Sid. I see him all the time. But Sid told me months ago that if I ever plan on going to South by Southwest to let him know because he would love to go.
Depending on the lineup.
So I invited him and he didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Because he has a girlfriend.
No, she actually lives like
and
around there.
Whipped.
He's from around there.
He's whipped.
No, actually, she would have been totally down to go, but once I saw the lineup, I was like, nah, if I'm going to pay that much money, it's going to be when they have bands I actually care about.
I don't care about you, Sid.
Who are the highlight bands? Who are like the big bands that are playing?
I can't talk about
Twilight. Is Twilight playing?
I hope so.
They're a super group, I heard.
A group.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
What was the last CD you listened to, Andy?
Huh?
What was the last CD? Look, you don't understand me now.
The last CD I listened to? The Suffocation live CD in Quebec City.
Wow, dude. You're so fucking true.
The Close of a Chapter.
What?
The Close of a Chapter is what the CD's called.
Oh. The last CD I listened to was...
Kesha? Was that the last album, Rob? I know you like Kesha.
No, I listened to that earlier today, though, because it was Kesha.
Rob likes Kesha.
I think she's really hot. The last thing I was to do was the new Arsis album, Star for the Devil. It's a fantastic album.
Kiss my Arsis.
I see what you did there. Also, earlier we played Overkill, and that's a really good album, their new album, Iron Bound.
They are tight.
Like your vagine.
Okay.
That's not
so far.
Anyway, Andy, thank you for calling in. We're going to get out of here because I need a fucking nap. I blame all of you callers today, all of you 15 callers for my alcohol poisoning. I'm going to die. In the jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
Please end this.
Shut up.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. See you in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to a Snowmageddon edition.
And we didn't give him an award.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's hurt.
I've been so negative the last 2 weeks.
Hello. Perhaps you need...
What? Trigger and Dillinger Escape Plan, and then maybe we'll get some other stuff. How about that? Why has Bland been so negative the last 2 weeks? I don't like it.
Because we didn't really invite him to the awards show.